Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's county fair season, as a few get cranked up in the next week or so, and they really get into high gear beginning in June. Chris Caudill is county fair coordinator for the state ag department and says these hometown events are as popular as ever, even with some out-of-towners.
It surprisingly draws a lot of tourists from other states that actually I've already been in contact with wanting dates to schedule their vacations. You know, it was a family from Ohio that comes to Lake Cumberland that I think they may stay a couple weeks, and they always try to take in a few county fairs while they're here. So it's not only just a draw for Kentuckians, it also draws some out-of-state folks too.
In that region, the Russell County Fair is one of the larger events in the state in terms of attendance. Collectively, officials estimate 1.5 million people visit county fairs throughout the season. Caudill says the department works hard to support them.
We try to help them financially through matching fund programs. We have various classes that they have to be approved for. In other words, approved ag classes, for example, your canning and your floral haul, your livestock shows, anything agricultural related that is considered an approved class, we will match funds up to $4,500.
They'll also do matching grants in the neighborhood of $2,000 for approved horse shows. He says generally there are about 105 to 110 county fairs operating each season. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you're going to receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
The Kentucky Ag Department's Chris Caudill says local competition in county fairs is also as strong as ever.
Whatever it may be, their prized cucumber, their prized pumpkin, flowers, canning goods, breads, anything of that nature, they still bring their entries to the fair each year and participate.
From truck pulls to frog jumping contests, the variety of entertainment is limitless, and the department does its best with cost share to help them stay strong.
It's definitely a family affair. It's one of the few things that I think we have left here in our state that provides an activity for the entire family to come and participate in. And it's good down-to-earth fun that's clean, that's something that could become extinct at some point if these volunteers don't keep pushing it each year.
You can check the statewide county fair schedule online at kyagr.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.